You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. Birds are beautiful. I'm sure we can all agree on that. The parasites that live in and on birds? Ooh, not so much, right? But they are a huge fascination for Jason Weckstein. He is Associate Curator of Ornithology at the Academy of Natural Sciences of Drexel University. And in this week's edition of So What Do You Do?, Weckstein explained to writer and science fan Chris Norwood what he finds when he ruffles some feathers. Norwood asked Weckstein,
"So, what do you do?"
"Well, I am an avian evolutionary biologist and also a parasitologist. I kind of can wear multiple hats. The primary parasites that I work on are lice, chewing lice, that live on the feathers of birds. They're a lot like the head lice that live on humans. They're related to those. So the statistic I like to sort of throw out there is that 30 to 70% of life on Earth is parasitic. So there's a lot of life out there that's parasitic, and we don't know a lot about that segment of life. And birds have a whole suite of different kinds of parasites living on them and in them.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's hard to even know whether these, we call them symbionts. They're these organisms that live in and on inside and outside of hosts. Mm-hmm. It's hard to even know, are they having a negative impact? Is it a mutualistic relationship?
Yeah.
Because we don't have the data. We haven't studied them well enough. Mm-hmm. So for chewing lice, this group that I work on, we know that from the groups that have been studied, they do have negative impacts on the host. And those negative impacts are they reduce the reproductive success of those hosts. So when they nest, they don't have as many young, or they don't nest as successfully. They may not survive the winter as well because basically the lice chew the bases of the downy feathers that help to insulate these birds from the cold.
Are birds just overall dirty? Because there is a perception that, like, if you see a dead bird, you should not touch it. If you touch a hawk's talons, that's
filthy.
Very, very filthy.
Well, I don't want to encourage the whole community out there to go and touch a bunch of birds, but I'm an ornithologist, so I handle birds all the time. I don't worry about it. I usually wash my hands before I eat a meal after I've handled a bird.
Absolutely.
Are they filthy with parasites? Yes. Are those parasites that are going to cause a problem for the two of us? No. Over long periods of evolutionary time, we know there are, switches of parasites between host groups. So that's, avian influenza, can switch on to people in theory, right?
Yes.
And the same is true of, over evolutionary time, humans got their Plasmodium, which is the parasite that causes malaria. We got that from other animals, presumably. So it was passed on to us by a mosquito biting a human, and that Plasmodium was able to survive and then reproduce in humans, and voila, we have a human disease, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of diseases and parasites ultimately come from wild animals.
In our close contact.
Yeah, in our close contact over long periods of evolutionary time, usually. Is a louse going to do that? No. These lice are so specific to feathers and living their life on feathers. And they're permanent parasites. Mm-hmm. In other words, they live their entire life cycle on that host. And that's what makes them great for the evolutionary biology sort of stuff that I do. Basically, if one of those crawls onto you, mm-hmm. it's gonna fall off. It can't even hang on to human skin and hair.
So with all the research that you've done and that you're continuing to do, what do you hope to get out of all the things that you're discovering and all the things that you're learning about birds and parasites?
Well, I mean, I'm hoping that, in the end, we gain a better understanding of the biodiversity on our planet. As a whole, my research, a lot of it is focused on trying to understand sort of what are the correlates of evolutionary history, like what things lead to particular patterns in evolutionary history. So understanding those kinds of questions helps us understand just in general how these different kinds of ecologies can lead to different patterns of diversification. And from the parasite perspective, the importance of that is understanding how host switching happens.
Right.
How do parasites go from being specific to one thing to being found on another, or being generalists? And that has, that has big implications for understanding the evolutionary biology, but also for understanding the transmission biology. Like, how do these parasites and pathogens transmit, and how does that change over evolutionary time?
Thanks for talking to me and explaining what you do.
Thanks for having me.